how God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Now, if you've been reading your Bible, you've noted how that it is repeatedly stated that he healed them all. He healed them all. I think he'd like for us to get a hold of that. That word embraces us. Embraces us. Himself took our infirmity and bare our sickness. And with his stripes, we are healed. We are healed. We need to accept that and take our stand upon that truth, that word. I take my stand. I take my stand. I believe the Lord wants to fulfill his word, make it good in our lives. Maybe you've been holding something before the Lord and you don't have the answer as yet. Fall not beneath your burden, though tears your pathway dim. He has promised he also will do it. Praise the Lord. So, let us take his word at face value. If he, you know, the child, he heard them say, you know, that this has a different connotation or meaning. And the little kid said, well, why doesn't he say what he means? Does he say what he means? Yes, he does. So I want to believe God for the fulfillment of his word. Jesus. This man who wrote the Exalt His Name Together, his name is Hayford. God did some mighty works along the line of healing for him. And that's why he could write as he does. He had a daughter that had clubbed feet. You know what that is? The Lord healed her while they were traveling on the bus. You know, he's everywhere present to perform his work. Let's trust him. I want to trust him more. Though your faith be tried or tested as by fire, yet hold on. Hold on. The Lord has a right to test us. Our faith will be tested. But we're going to find that he is wholly true. He has undertaken our case fully. He's made provision for body, soul, and spirit. And we want to all that he has for us. And then others as well. Let's consider others. I think it was A.B. Simpson. He had a difficulty with his heart. And so what he did is he turned the matter over to the Lord. And then he interested himself in the needs of others. The Lord's going to take care of this. And let me be interested in that person's need. I think we have, and we should, consider others and recognize that they have a need, and the Lord will supply that need as well as meeting our need. He wants us to go beyond just our interest in ourselves. Don't seek alone your own welfare, but seek the welfare of others. What good am I in this world if I don't do that? If I don't do that, I'm just somewhat complacent, wrapped up in myself. We had a woman coming to us. Her name was Smith. She came to us. I mean, and she was seeking healing. And I've forgotten the nature of her illness. Well, I think maybe she looked too much to us rather than to the Lord. He's the only one that can help us do anything meaningful. And so I would call her, and she wouldn't answer the phone. Or she didn't answer the phone, but I left a message. On two occasions, I left a message. Lord, touch this woman. Heal her, Lord. Glorify your name in her. And I was surprised that she sent a letter. She said she has difficulty speaking, but she appreciated that I had taken an interest in her. And I still want to see God deliver that woman, because she came for that purpose, to find deliverance. And so, do you think I have a right to expect that the Lord will answer, meet her need? And so there are others that God wants to minister to through you and I. And so I have to take my stand in Jesus and in a place of victory, and then share him with others. He's able for you. That in Matthew 8, it seemed Matthew brought together healings. And you find there how a leper came, the first one. He came. He came, if thou wilt, thou canst make me whole or clean. And Jesus stretched forth his hand and touched him. And he said, I will. Be thou clean. And so he admonished him to go to the priest and offer what Moses required, that people might know, these officials might know, or the priests as well, that Jesus heals. And then he went to, or he got a message, was it from the centurion? His servant was ill, nigh unto death, grievously tormented. He came to Jesus. And then what did Jesus say to him? He said first to him, I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof. Just speak the word, and my servant will be well. For I'm a man under authority. I have men under me. And I say to this one, go, and he goes. And I say to the other, come, and he comes. Or I say to another, do this, and he does it. And Jesus said that he never found so great faith, no, not in Israel. Go, and as thou hast believed, so shall it be. And that servant was healed that very same hour. And then we have Peter's mother-in-law. So we know that Peter was married. You didn't know that, did you? Or did you? Anyway, he came into that house, and he saw that she had a fever, a great fever. What did he do? He touched her hand, and she was healed. And then she arose and ministered unto them. And at even, people came, those that were possessed of devils and sick, they came. And it says that Jesus cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. All that were sick. We ought to be encouraged. We are encouraged. He healed all that are sick, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet. Himself took our infirmity. He took our sickness. Where did he take it? If he took it, he doesn't want me to be burdened with that. You think so? He took it. Jesus, I'm glad you took it. You took this thing. I don't need to have this thing. I take my stand, Lord, and believe for wholeness. And that's what we have to do. It's a fight of faith. So don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Never give up. Never give up, we sing. To thy sorrows, he will cause them to depart. Praise the Lord. And I have to do that. I have to do that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. As I've said, it's a sacrifice of acknowledgement. We acknowledge him to be such as he is. He's Lord. He's Lord. He's over this situation. Your situation. And he'd like to exercise his prerogative to fulfill his word in your behalf and my behalf. So, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Acknowledge him. We're taught to do that. You know, we all have troubles. We all have troubles. And my brother told me, Edwin, don't confess your troubles. Acknowledge him. Acknowledge him. And I said, how can I do that best? Well, just by praising him. Jesus, I praise you. Jesus, I praise you. Jesus, I praise you. Jesus, I praise you. We need to continue in that way. You know, we didn't in our home, we didn't know, it wasn't in our thinking at all to go to a physician. I don't know why. I said, we have a right to experience the Lord as such as he is. And as Philip mentioned, you know, Philip had a great fever. But I would take him, Philip, in my arms and then march up and down, you know, and quote the scripture. Come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain help in time of need. Just looking to the Lord. My brother Edwin did the same. And he would pray, be merciful, Lord. And the Lord said, I am merciful. I am merciful. So, praise the Lord. I'm not satisfied myself. I'm not satisfied. We have a wonderful Savior, a great Savior, who's able to save to the uttermost all that come unto God by him. To save completely, completely. In Germany, would they say? They would say, "Ganz frei, ganz frei." You'd hear them say, "Ganz frei." That means I'm completely free. I'm completely free. I'm ganz frei. Praise the Lord. And then abide by that. You know, we step out. Sometimes we have to just step out and then keep going. Just keep going. And take the help that we need from Him. So pray for me. Pray for me. I think the Lord wants to do something more for me. I don't think I'm mistaken either. I believe He wants to do something more for me. What do you think? You think He wants to do something more for you? Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. So, I trust that we'll come to that place where we can express ourselves in that way. Ganz frei. Jesus, He makes free. And he that is free, or He makes free, is free indeed. It's as Paul said, you know, it's His word. It's a living word. It does what it says. It's like Mary when the Lord told her that she was going to have give birth to a child, to Christ. What did she say? "Be it unto me according to your word." And when the Lord spoke to David, I think it was Nathan that was sent to David and told him that God was going to build His kingdom. You know what he did? "Do it, Lord. Do what you said. You do it. Do it." And so we can say that too. "Lord, do what you have said." Praise the Lord.
Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to His name.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah.
I believe when God speaks to us and reminds us of His desire to heal us, that we ought to respond. And I was just reminded of that passage in Luke where Jesus went into the synagogue and the scroll was given Him to read, and He read from Isaiah, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. And He has anointed me to preach deliverance to the captives, to set at liberty those who are bound, to preach good news to the poor, the recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Then He rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. And they began to say unto them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." And when we sing something like the song we sang yesterday, "Today and Forever, Jesus is the same," I think the thought there, the thing that we want to express, the faith that we're expressing, is that the Jesus in the New Testament who healed all, who was anointed by God to do good and to open the prison doors to release the oppressed, he is the same today. So what do we do? What does the Bible say if we're sick? What are we to do? Does God give us instruction? Well, in James we read that we should call for the elders of the church. Is that what your Bible says? And what should they do? They should pray. Pray over them, anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord Jesus, and the prayer offered in faith, or the prayer of faith, will save the sick, make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other, pray for each other, so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. And so tonight I'd like to just invite anyone who desires prayer for healing to come. Maybe you could just stand where you are right now. If you desire a prayer for healing, just stand right where you are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the Bible makes it clear that you need to take the step and ask. And so now you're asking for prayer in the name of Jesus. I'd like to ask Brother Tom to come forward and help me pray. And Brother Jim, would you also come? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I lived a year in Phoenix, Arizona. Just tell you this little aside. And I attended a church in Sun City. It was all old people. Sister Letha lived there when she was young. She just had made it, you know. She made the age limit by 1 year. And they did it every Sunday. Every Sunday, the men of the church, the elders, would stand in front, and anyone could come for a prayer, for healing. And I thought that's good. You know, it's not just about one person. This is the work of the body. And we're all going to pray. Every one of us is going to pray tonight for those that are standing here. God wants to work through his body and bring about a healing through his body. And so we want to unite our hearts in faith for these. The Lord knows the need. The Lord is acquainted with everything about us. And so he invites us to come to him. And so I'm just going to ask again if you would just come and we'll pray for you. Hallelujah. Yeah, Brother Tom, would you take this? And we could maybe sing 134. Yes, just come. Come forward. Brother Bob, come. Sister Gloria, come.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's okay. She can stay.
Jesus.
Can make room. Just move over. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. On the cross crucified, in great sorrow he died. The giver of life is he. Yet my Lord was despised and rejected. For him.
as those cruel stripes were made within Pilate's judgment hall. Now his suffering affords perfect healing for all this wonderful healer's mind. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Surely he bore our sorrows, and by his stripes we are healed. Came the leper to Christ, saying, surely I know that thou, Lord, canst make me whole. When his great faith was seen, Jesus said, yes, I will, and touched him and made him clean. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Surely he bore our sorrows, and by his stripes we are healed. He has healed my sick soul, made me every whit whole, and he'll do the same for you. He's the same yesterday and today and forever. This healer of men today, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Surely he bore our sorrows, and by his stripes we are healed.
Let's just all stand and just lift these to the Lord together. Hallelujah.
He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Surely he bore our sorrows, and by his stripes
yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
Victory.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior.
To every area of their life. Oh, Jesus, we believe. We believe tonight, Lord, that you are the same. And Lord Jesus, you do heal today. And Lord, I just take from you the healing that you're giving. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We ask these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah. You may be seated. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.